Welcome to the Eddie Hyde Podcast. So glad you've joined me on this Thursday morning. We are continuing our series of episodes talking about Christmas is for real. Historical evidence for the virgin birth of Jesus Christ. Christmas is when we celebrate the birth of Jesus, the most influential and significant person to ever live on this planet, which is amazing because he never did any of the things that popular, significant people are supposed to do. He never wrote a book. He never composed a song. He never led an army. He never ruled a nation. He never traveled very far from home. And yet there is something about Jesus that has captured the hearts and minds and imaginations of millions and millions of people throughout the centuries since the time of his birth over 2,000 years ago. And so today we're going to continue talking about how that the virgin birth is not just some, you know, story of faith. It is not a mythical, esoteric story. It is a story that is based and rooted in real history. And as we've been talking about, was recorded by a world-class historian who has been confirmed as such by modern archaeology, who was also a physician and who gave the most detailed account of the virgin birth. And that is Luke, the author of the third gospel and the book of Acts, which was actually, when he wrote it, it was a two-volume account of the life of Jesus. And then when he wrote Acts, he began by saying, in the former volume, I wrote to you of all that Jesus began to do and teach. He referred to his gospel as an account of what Jesus began to do and teach, implying that he was now, as he writes Acts, which is a history of the earliest church, I'm going to give you an account of what Jesus has continued to do and teach through his people, through his church, through his body, through his disciples. Wow. And so what an awesome thing it is to know Jesus and to know that his virgin birth, as well as his death and resurrection, are not some kind of mystical, esoteric ideas and events that cannot be verified. Yes, there's more proof for Jesus and these events than any other event of ancient human history. Today, I want to talk to you about another agnostic professor who was convinced of the truth of the virgin birth. Now, the agnostic professor we talked about yesterday was an archaeologist, a professor at Oxford University and a world-renowned archaeologist, William Ramsay. Boy, what an incredible story his is. How he was totally changed. His whole attitude towards the Bible and Luke and the biblical story was totally transformed when he took the time, years, to do the hard scientific, archaeological work, prove to him that the Bible is an accurate book of history. Wow. Now, C.S. Lewis, he was not an archaeologist. He was an agnostic professor of Renaissance literature, first at Cambridge. He was a British, first at Cambridge University and then later at Oxford University. He was also a prolific author, and he is still very well known today because of the many books that he wrote during his life. C.S. Lewis. Now, he too had bought into the idea that the Bible was not a book that one could rely on. He had bought into this fable that the New Testament was filled with all sorts of mythical stories created by individuals far removed from the events described. This is what is called the higher criticism that actually came forth was popularized really in the 19th century. You know, we can find traces of it earlier, but it became very popularized in the 19th century in Europe, and was just a rejection of the Bible as a as the Word of God, and even as a reliable book of history. And all these theories were put together that it was written not by the traditional authors, but it was written by people who were far removed from the events they described. And so their stories are filled with all kinds of inaccuracies and myths and legends, and cannot be regarded as history and counted upon for any accurate information. Well, C.S. Lewis, he had been trained in this, like William Ramsey, whom we talked about yesterday. However, through the influence of his childhood, he'd been brought up in a Christian home. And also through some friends who challenged his atheism, Lewis began to read the Bible. Now, as he began to read the Bible, he was astounded at what he encountered. For it was obviously a different literary genre from the ancient mythologies which he was so familiar. Remember, he was a professor of mythological literature, and he was a critic of mythological literature. In other words, he wrote reviews and critics of mythological literature. But as he began, and he had been taught that the Bible, the New Testament, was filled with myths. But as he began to read, he was astounded. And his surprised response was, hey, this is not myth. In other words, I know what a myth sounds like and feels like. I have been immersed in reading and evaluating and criticizing mythological literature for years. I know a myth when I see one, and this is not myth. This was his response when he actually started reading the Bible. Hey, wouldn't it be great if a lot of people would actually start reading the Bible instead of expressing their opinion that they heard some professors say? Hey, begin reading it for yourself. And at the time, as I just mentioned, higher criticism was being popularized in German seminaries. Certain theologians like Rudolf Bultmann was claiming that the New Testament accounts of the virgin birth of Jesus, his miracles and his resurrection, were actually myths created by his followers. So Lewis decided to read some of these theologians. As he did, he expressed great cynicism toward their claim, saying, whatever these men may be as biblical critics, I distrust them as critics. He says they seem to lack literary judgment, to be imperceptive of the very quality of the text they are reading. Lewis went on to challenge these theologians, saying, I would like to know how many myths these people have actually read. Yes. And then he went on to explain, as I was just saying, that he had been a longtime professor and critic of romantic and mythological literature. And he said, I know what a myth sounds and feels like. And the gospel story, he said, is not myth. It is not mythological literature. It is history. Wow. C.S. Lewis became a follower of Jesus, became one of the great apologists and defenders of the Christian faith, a unashamed believer in the miraculous virgin birth of Jesus Christ, because he was willing to consider the evidence. Oh, my friends, our faith in Jesus is not based on myths and half-truths. It's not based on mystical, esoteric experiences somebody had in history. No, it's based on real facts verified by historical evidence. Your faith is not a blind leap into the dark. It is an enlightened step into the light of truth. Hallelujah. Aren't you thankful for Jesus? Sue and I pray for you that this Christmas season, Jesus will become more real to you than ever before, and that your faith will be grounded as never before in who He is, and you will become a more joyous and bold and enthusiastic witness for Jesus than you have ever been before. If you want to get my little book I'm reading from and referring to, it's called Christmas is for Real. It's available from Amazon and my website at eddiehott.com. I invite you to friend me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter, and if I can be a blessing to you, if Sue and I can be a blessing, pray for you, send me an email, message me on Facebook, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.